Side. You are tuned to EST FM on 94.3. Yes, the electronic sound transmission at CST, beamed to Birmingham every Sunday morning from 10 o'clock through until Sunday afternoon. Oh, good morning. My name is Martin. Nice to be with you once again. As you know by now, we'd like to hear from you with any comments you have for dedications, requests. EST wants to help. Also, if you're in connection with a local band and you have any demo tapes you'd like us to broadcast, we'll be happy to do that as well. If you have, then our mailing address is as follows. EST FM, Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16. Alternatively, on the telephone during broadcasts, simply dial 4299123. I'll just give you those again. In the mail, write to EST FM, Box 943. That's a 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16. Alternatively, with the telephone, simply dial 4299123, and that's during broadcasts. EST FM, your alternative friend in sound. Tracks. You probably recognise the middle one, which was by coincidence called Centerfold as well, Jay Giles' band. Before that was Whammer Jammer from the same band back in 1972, 10 years ago, and from 11 years ago, 1971, the last one, Pack Fair and Square, all from the Jay Giles' band. So who said they thought they were new?
Evening. Yes, I am a spokesman for the Minister of communications, yes? And we all thought it would be a good idea if I came along this evening and told you all try to explain the whole and put you in it, the whole, the picture, as to what the folk up at the ministry think they're doing. And I should know what they're doing, because I am one of them. I mean, I'm one of them. And I should know what I'm doing. But I don't want you to think that we the ministry are sitting down on our fat chance we get to sit down at all, because we are constantly on each other's toes. And secretaries are, I mean, she's always buzzing around making tea and ends meet. and giving her utmost to whoever needs it. And when I say utmost, I mean most of her ut. And not that I want you to think that we have anything to hide. The Ministry of Communications cannot be compared. I mean, it's nothing like a water closet, a water gate. No one's going around bugging each other, thank goodness, because I mean these people who do go around bugging other people. I mean they are absolute. I mean, there is only one word to describe them, and that is they are simply rotten bugbears. As the minister himself said, we don't want any bugs in this ministry. I'm the only big bug around here. Now, thirdly, I come to my second point, inflation. Where's my notes? Oh, yes, here we are. trousers to cleaners, liquid paraffin, boots. You see, and what a sorry picture that presents of the country today. I mean, we stand here, figuratively speaking, at the crossroads, the men and women of this country having been taken to the cleaners, trouserless, and not knowing which way to look, to turn, and some of us are already on the turn, slipping and sliding, our boots filled with liquid paraffin, on the downward path that leads to the upward spiral of inflation, knowing that we must move in ever-decreasing circles, finally disappearing up. Our only chance is to stand firm and sleep it off, sweat it out. Back to back, noses to the wall, best foot forward, knees together and legs astride. We must all push in the same direction, see, and I would be the first to join in the fun. Bearing in mind that I include some women in this, of course, because women are, in a sense, lumped together. At least the ones I know are. And finally, in confusion, I would like to say but I can't. But what I can say is this. Peace, perfect peace, that is what we all want. And we cannot get it alone. We must combine with the rest of Europe in a spirit of comradeship and conviviality. And that is why I am meeting the French Minister for Communications directly after this broadcast. In his own words, we go out and get peace together. Good
Thank
night.
You. Thank you. That was a party political broadcast on behalf of the EST Political Division. The Right Honourable Ronnie Barker speaking. Okay, here's Frank Zappa.
EST. Hello, good morning and welcome again to Linda on EST FM 94.3. Can you all hold on a minute? Hold on, I have to have a sip of cider. Sorry, I'm having trouble with the throat. It's definitely going to give out before the end of the programme. This is what we want. I hope you've all had a good week. We had a good week, Dave.
Oh, pretty good.
Apart from Paul Matthews' homemade brew, which we were sampling in large quantity on Wednesday night, but we'll tell you about that later. We're starting off with... this person was on my playlist even before he had this untimely death. It's two tracks from Alex Harvey, starting off with Delilah and then into Framed. Yes, that was EST playing their respects to the late, great Alex Harvey. Have you seen him live, Dave?
Never have, Lynn, no.
He was really good, actually. Where was that? The Odeon, and it got us all brought on this brick wall. It was... excuse me. It was really good. I'd like to say hello to Aston University, if you're listening out there. I hope you managed to listen last week, because we gave you a plug and we read out some names and we played you It's Only Rock and Roll, didn't we, from the Stones?
We certainly did.
I played It's Only Rock and Roll.
Well,
get it right. Give credit where credit's due. Thank you very much, Martin, for playing that record for me. Very kind of you. It's just a pity that your wallet isn't as big as your mouth, otherwise you might have bought us a bloody drink at Mr. Bill's on Wednesday night. Which he didn't, did he?
No, he didn't.
Damn cheek, all that money he's got as well.
I was the only person who bought drinks on Wednesday night.
Oh, knock, knock, subtle hint there. Well, what do you think that is in that glass over there that I've dragged with me?
Oh, very good, yes. I'll let you off.
We shouldn't really be drinking at this time on a Sunday morning anyway, should we?
Disgusting.
Just give me that glass. I'll finish it off for you. Yes, many thanks to Paul Matthews, actually, because we went round to his place on Wednesday night. Hello to Sam, the dog. Gillian. Is that the cat or his wife? I can't remember. Like, what's the cat's name?
I can't remember the cat's name. Jilly's is Paul's wife, anyway.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I always get the two mixed up. Anyway, thanks for a really good night. Good God, that beer, it's really good, isn't it? How many did we have?
I don't know, about four or five, maybe.
And the rest. That you'd collapse after about two pints. Anyway, you were lying in a heap on the settee with the dog. Anyway, if anybody wants a newsletter or to find out...
Talking to that night, just occurred to me, didn't he take some photographs?
Oh, God, yes, do you always remember? You with a silly smirk on your face. Oh, that's right, he did. I can't wait to see those. Put them on the wall and throw darts at them. Yeah, if anyone wants a newsletter, just write to EST Box 943190 Monument Road, Edgbaston. All the phone lines are open now. We're ready to take your messages on 429 9123. I've got a request actually for this one. It's for Camel. This is our theme tune, and I said I'd play it for you, even though your brother said I talk common. It's Child in Time, Deep Purple. Did I headbang to that on Wednesday at Paul Matthews?
You sort of did.
I thought
I remember that. He should have had the camera out at that moment.
I thought I did. Anyway, that was for Camel. I won't reveal your real name because you might get embarrassed. And that was, as I say, for you and for John the Book as well. And to thank you for taking me to see Ian Gillan. Even though you got me so drunk, I can't remember a single thing about the whole concert, but never mind. I was going to say something then. What was I going to say, Dave?
Well, I don't know then. Oh dear.
Hold on, it's coming.
I can see the eyes.
Hold on, right. S-A-B. I must say, this is a real killer, this is. We were going through some of Dave Cooper's papers the other week, and he used to be a really mad keen Thunderbirds fan, and he wrote to Gerry Anderson, you know, the one that was in charge of all the puppets, and he had a letter back from them. Actually, I've got it somewhere. Anyhow, the letter was saying, to Master David Cooper. Dear Dave, thank you very much for your kind letter, and I was pleased to hear that you think our Thunderbirds programme is the best you've ever seen on television.
That was in 1966, the same still applies.
Don't bull. The expression F-A-B, when spoken by the puppets, means... Okay, Roger, and out, or message understood. Do I sound like Angela Rippon? But on Lady Penelope's...
Put a plum in your mouth, you might.
Just never mind a plum, just get the cider over here. But on Lady Penelope's Rolls-Royce, it stands for Federal Agents Bureau.
EST 4299123.
Does that feel better?
Oh, God. So,
I was a bit worried that the wig was going to fly off, you know.
Stay to square room. Roll over, mate. Right, so I've been having a headbang to that one. God, I have to get a new pacemaker fitted. I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm up.
True.
I haven't had bang for ages. Anyway, apart from the pains in the chest that I've now got, it's time for me to say goodbye, because I don't think I'm going to last much longer anyway. I'll get myself together in a minute. Pass that cider over. You've been listening to an hour of Linda. I feel as if I've done 90 minutes at Wembley or anything else. I hope you're going to join me next week. When I promise I'll have enough breath left for next week, and I might not have a sore throat either. I'm going to leave you with my hero. As you all know now, it's Ozzy, even if he does bite off bat's heads.
That is the message.
And this is EST FM 94.3 with Dave.
Hello. I think your programme is very, very interesting. And it's very different. I've only just tuned in tonight and for the first time. And I was worried... I was wondering if it was a radio programme, like a pirate station. But I think it's very, very interesting. And my name's Tricia Goff. And my phone number's 779-4244, but I would like to play a request to Eagles Line Eyes. Thank you.
City girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile.
Hello there, and after a thoroughly disastrous week last week, we're back. EST FM 94.3.
EST.
Yes, it's Dave Cooper in the air chair, your alternative friend in sound. Well, we do apologise for our non-appearance on the airwaves last week, or at least a very, very shortened version. This was due to heavy local interference. We hope we've overcome the problems and can now maintain regular broadcasts. If you want to get in contact with us and tell us how much you like us, or even how much you don't like us, the address is EST Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, in Birmingham 16. Unfortunately, we don't have a phone number in operation this week, so you can't give us a call. But we'd certainly like to hear from you by mail, and we'll play your requests, dedications, promote local bands. That's what we're here for, to serve you. Rock and contemporary music across Birmingham. And no more reggae. I've been telling you about our current problems and how we intend to remain on the air during the course of the next hour or so. But getting our priorities right, we've got to have some music.
Welcome back, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
ESD Electro Superbeam on 94.3.
You hold my breath.
world goes round, life goes on. Cheap Trick and the Way of the World. Yes, we did have a few problems last week when we lost £200 worth of equipment in a raid, as you may have read in the press. The management of EST would like to completely disassociate themselves from the transmission last week. The persons responsible, that should be irresponsible for handling the transmission, have been dismissed from the station, and in fact there'll be no more reggae. EST FM returns to its original format of contemporary rock and progressive music. And we'd love to hear from you. The address is ESTFM, Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham, 16.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In the morrows that they worship, we'll be gone. And the men who spurred us on, sit in judgment.
I'll Break Away, Yes I'm On My Way, a journey title track to the album Escape, preceded by The Who on EST FM. We won't get fooled again. At approximately 2:15 last Sunday, the 6th of June, police and British Telecom officials raided the transmitter site of EST FM and took away £200 worth of broadcasting equipment. EST hopes to remain on the air for at least the next 4 weeks. That will take us up to our first birthday on the 4th of July. It was the 4th of July last year that we opened, so we'll be celebrating in fine style, and we hope to be on the air, possibly with reduced power, for each of the next 4 Sundays from 11 a.m. But after that, well, we just don't know. We need your help to get back to our normal full schedule with more equipment. And we are starting a transmitter fund, which we'd very much like you to contribute to. This is how you, the listeners, can help your alternative friend in sound continue. What we want you to do, we don't like asking, but please, if you want us to continue, you've got to help us. We'd like to ask you for donations. These can be as small or as large as you like. We can accept cash or blank postal orders or blank cheques. And we're trying to raise £200, £200 to enable EST to continue after the 4th of July. If we raise the money, we'll be on the air every Sunday. If we don't raise the money, well, that's probably the end of EST. So if everybody who's ever written to us was to just send in £1, we'd have more than enough to continue. And in fact, if we do, in the unlikely event of us raising too much money, then we'll promise an even better service to listeners, more powerful equipment, and possibly even in stereo. And if we get some money in but we don't raise enough, then we will have to close down, and we'll return all the money to listeners if we're not able to use it. So you can't lose out. If we don't use the money, you will get it back. But if you do send us money, we will be put to good use and we'll continue on the air. So please, please send in your donations to help us. The address is EST, Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham, 16. Apologies last week to the people I was going to feature, the band I was going to feature, that was Born Loser. I'm not doing you this week because we're changing format slightly for obvious reasons. playing most appropriate music for the occasion, but hopefully next week we'll be featuring Born Loser, and in a couple of weeks' time, the local band Sticky. Hi as well to John Gleason in Stechford, who sent us a tape full of material to play. Again, that was going to be played last week and was all on the tape ready to go out, John, but obviously we weren't able to use it. So again, send past you, hope to be playing your brand of easier listening contemporary music within the next week or two. One person to whom I can dedicate a record is Mark. That's Mark in Greenwood Avenue, Acott Scream. Not going to attempt to pronounce your surname because I got it wrong last time and you pulled me up on that. So Mark, I know who you like, a bit of Judas Priest. I was going to play Breaking the Law, seemed appropriate, but instead decided on this one. It's just as appropriate. From the album Point of Entry, Judas Priest on the Run. It over again and again and again, hopefully with your support every week. But we really do need to raise £200 to continue after the 4th of July. We've got hopefully the loan of this transmitter until then. Till then, we've got to buy our own. We need £200. Will you help us? The address is EST Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham 16. And let's have a look at the local information readout. What's happening on the gig scene in Birmingham this coming week? And we start tomorrow night, Monday, at the Barrel Organ. It's reggae night. Oh, never mind. We don't talk about that on this show. No more reggae on ESTFM. 60s disco at the Bournebrook Hotel in Selly Oak. That sounds more like it. Westgate at the Mercat Cross. One for the Sky at the New Talbot, Orphan at the Railway, and it's a return of Rock Nights, of course, on Mondays at Romeo and Juliet's, and this week the very competent band Sticky, who also have a Thursday night residency at the Railway. Moving on to Tuesday, Mud's Disco at the Barrel Organ, and the set at the Holy City Zoo, the Macadown Welcome Quill, and it's Jameson Raid at the Railway. I think that will just about do for now. I don't want to bore you with all the details, except to tell you that another excellent new band, you might not have heard of them yet, but you're going to hear a lot of them in the future. They're called Kabuki, and they'll be coming to the Holy City Zoo on the 23rd of June, and we'll be featuring Kabuki within the next couple of weeks, hopefully here on your alternative friend in sound. So make a note of the name, Kabuki. And don't forget our first birthday party at the Crown on Hill Street on Saturday the 3rd of July, starting at 8 p.m. a rock disco with all your regular presenters there from the station. Admission 50p on the night, or free if you get tickets in advance from EST Box 943 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham 16. Ooh, taking it slow and easy on this Sunday right now. I'm knackered, in a word. I'm going to have a rest and relax to this one from Elton John.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness.
Losing everything is like the sun going down on me. I know the feeling. Well, that's just about it for me, and it's also all we've got time for on ESTFM 94.3, your alternative friend in sound for today. We've got to keep our transmission short for operational reasons. which means, unfortunately, no Linda. Never mind, I was speaking to her earlier on. She sends her love to everyone and hopes to be back with you next week, where, if all goes according to plan, we'll be back on the air on 94.3 megahertz. So I hope you can join us then. Seems appropriate to end on this one. Haven't played it for ages, and it's now been re-released and back out in the shops all over again. The immortal Freebird. And of course, it's Leonard Skinner.